الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I am your instructor, your host, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Today's topic we're going to discuss, my beautiful students, is talking about faith, obedience, and burden of Allah. So there's a hadith, a saying from the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. And the summary of it is, this hadith is about the importance of faith and obedience to Allah, and how Allah will not burden a person beyond what it can bear. So what do I mean by that? It was narrated by Ibn Abbas. When this ayat, a particular ayat, was revealed, and the ayat is the chapter 2, verse 284. Again, chapter 2, verse 284 of the Quran. And I ask you to have at least one book with you, or one text, which is Quran. So I'm going to give you a chance to turn to chapter 2, a Surah Al-Baqarah, the cow, and go to verse 284. This particular surah or chapter, it has 286 verses, and so this one is the 284th verse. And then later on, you may get to the last verse in this particular chapter. So let's get into it. Narrated Ibn Abbas is one of the Prophet's companions. When this ayat was revealed, and whether you disclose what is in yourselves or conceal it, Allah will call you to account for it. Sometimes, Some things enter their hearts that had not entered before. So they mentioned that to the Prophet, may peace be upon him, and he said, "Say, we hear and we obey. Ati Allah, ati Rasul. Or we obey. We hear what you say, O Allah, and we obey you." So this is what you say. So Allah put faith into their hearts, and Allah bless, and Most High revealed the ayat. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, believes in what has been sent down to him from his Lord, and so do the believers. And Allah does not burden a soul beyond what it can bear. For it is what it has earned against what it has wrought, or what it has created. Wrought is W-R-O-U-G-H-T, and that's what a person creates or shape. And like wrought iron, it's like shaping the iron into a sword, for example. To continue. Our Lord, punish us not if we forget or fall into error. And this is the last verse of the chapter, of chapter 2, verse 286. Again, it says, Our Lord, punish us not if we forget or fall into error. He said, I have done so as requested. Our Lord, lay not upon us a burden like that which you did upon those before us. he said, I have done so as requested, meaning the Lord said this. Our Lord, put not a burden upon us greater than we can have strength to pardon, strength for. Pardon us and grant us forgiveness. Have mercy on us. He said, I have done so as requested. So let me explain this a little bit more, because there's a lot to unpack here. And so a quick lesson is to have faith in Allah's plan, obey Him, pray for forgiveness, ask Allah not to burden you more than you can handle, seek mercy from Him, be accountable for your actions. An explanation of this is, this speaks about the importance of faith and obedience to Allah. It is narrated by Ibn Abbas that when an ayat was revealed in the Quran, it stated that someone will be held accountable for their actions. People were worried about this. They asked the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, for advice on how to deal with this situation. He told them to say, we hear and we obey. Then another ayat was revealed which said that no one will be burdened beyond what they can bear. The Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, then prayed for himself and his followers, asking Allah not to burden them more than they can handle. He also asked Allah for forgiveness, mercy, and pardon. This hadith teaches us that we should have faith in Allah's plan, even if it seems difficult or challenging at first, because He knows best what we are capable of handling. We should also strive to obey. To obey Him as much as possible so that He may forgive us our sins and grant us mercy in return. So you can always listen to this particular episode again, where we're talking about faith, we're talking about and obedience to Allah, and asking Allah not to place a burden on us that too great for us to bear. This is what we do. It is all focus on Allah, not on man or anything like that. Focus on Allah, that we're going to do the right thing. That we're going to have faith in Allah. That we're going to obey Allah. And asking Allah, please don't put a burden on us too much so much that we won't be able to bear it. So my beautiful students, please ask of Allah what I mentioned to you. To be strong in your faith, that we hear Him and we obey Him, and that Allah does not put a burden too great on us that we cannot bear it. Please don't do it to us. And we ask Allah to forgive us and give us the strength we need in order to get through a day, really get through an hour. Because we never know when the hardship's going to come upon us, and want Allah to give us the strength to make it through the hardship. We may have different challenges or hardships throughout the day, but we're asking Allah to help us on each hardship that we face, even what any of us going through right now as I speak. Whatever you're going through, go ask Allah to help you with this particular burden. Pray to Allah. Ask of Allah. Beg of Allah. It may seem like, oh no, everything is over, I can't deal with this thing. Then you put it in the hands of Allah. put it in the one that created you. It's no problem for him to handle, and you don't know where the particular resolution or how Allah is going to solve your problem, and you may be surprised by it. It is not hard for Allah to do this. So my beautiful students, please, I beg of you to obey Allah, to have faith in Allah, and also I beg of you to pray to Allah and ask Him not to place a burden on you that is too great for you to bear, and that we all hear and obey Allah. You have been listening to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your host and instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Class is over. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.